Welcome all to Clan A3D Radio. This is Menthol, July 1st, 1998, and it's 3 days until Independence Day. Like a few days before the 4th of July. Don't know if anybody's going to be out there playing this weekend, but I'll tell you what, at some point or another, I'm going to get a big old tall glass of brew. I am going to get me a gigantic, biggest firework they make. I'm going to decide I'm going to spend all my money on one big firework, and I'm going to blow the fuck out of something. Speaking of blowing the fuck out of something, I see a few people have been making some mouse stew and saving the heads, hanging from their belt on the Headhunters patch for Quake 2. This modification's great, it's easy to set up. Just get the client side from www.planetquake.com/headhunters and just get the maps, make a maps directory off your HH directory, which is created when you extract the client side patch. Using WinZip or whatever and restoring directories. And, get out there and embarrass some people, you know. Play team and just completely wipe up. The only command that you wouldn't have, let's say, in your auto exec config from CTF would be the throw command, which is bind any key on your stick or your Panther or Assassin to CMD space throw. And that will allow you to throw heads to your buddy before he hits the altar, and you could make some big points that way. And it's a great game, and I think everybody should get their hands on it and go out there and get some heads. Oh, and by the way, it has a grappling hook. That's why I said CTF config. Your grappling hook's going to be right there where you expect it to be when you play CTF.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Well, I assume in a day there'll be Thursday Night Quake League, Quake World, and whoever's involved in that this time around. I didn't mean to jab anybody with that bit before there, but I think that when Steve-O put up those demos on spam mail for everybody to download, there is some messaging going on there. It's like a ticker tape, you know, and if you don't have binds for messaging, you know, create a separate config and put the bindings in there and just load them when it comes map time. You know, you don't have to have them when you're playing public. I mean, you're not really playing team a lot when you're playing public unless you're doing, you know, Headhunters, CTF, what have you, Jailbreak. And, you know, you can load those right at the beginning of the game and you can have them there. And then when you need to go edit them, you ain't got to mess with your own configs at all. Just leave them alone and just edit that one config file and just say exec exec space whatever dot config. And have those messages elaborate sitting there. And me and Scal was talking just yesterday about how we could create some messages that would be on one button, one hat, just north. You know, for instance, make hat north, top hat north, be a certain message saying that you're at a certain place. Like, let's just say you work your way over to the, you know, red armor, let's just say. You'd click it north and say red armor, and it would echo back to you that you were needing to head to a new place, kind of setting up a route for where you would go to patrol. And when you got there, you would just click hat north again, and it would automatically, the previous bind would bind, rebind that button and that hat to north and say, I'm at the rocket launcher. And then on and on and on. And maybe your hat left and hat right could be you know, the quad, friendly, say friendly quad, and one say friendly eyes, so you know who's got the eyes and who's got the quad. And that keeps you from going there, you know, to that place, and until it responds or what have you. And Hat South, we thought, might be able to reset it in case you respawned. If you died, you could respawn someplace else with yourself already set to go to your first place in your route and start your route over again. You know, you guys can work on this. I know I'm going to work on something like this, but not playing team play very often makes it hard to experiment with them. And so you've got to kind of have some thinking ahead of time on this. But we wish good luck to the Thursday Night Quake League, and we hope that they just embarrass the hell out of somebody, make it to where we can take one of those screenshots and paste it up on the trophy showcase. I've got a team score section there now. You can click on it, and it will give you screenshots of when we play as teams. And I use all the score, the entire score, of as long as the A3D was the only ones on the team, and just paste that up. All the death points count. Hopefully that's some motivation, and here's something to keep you going. Well, there you go. That's the way it should be done. Rise to the occasion. And when it comes about, and it will come out many, many times in the future, and it's, you know, it's just the thing to do. And to be part of your team, to help your team, to communicate with your team, to respect your team, and have your team respect you, that is critical. And that was brought to you by Smile. And the song top of the show is brought into us by Scowl, some bits and pieces of Nine Inch Nails and so forth and so on. You know, I'm on the Manson trip. That's going to start laying off, by the way. Those of you who may not be a fan of any of this music, for that matter, just, you know, send something in. You know, tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what you want to play. You know what I'm saying? We're rolling all the information we can, but it's just not coming in. And, you know, just attach it to me in email and what have you, and, you know, I'll throw it up here. It's not a big deal, and it helps me to get it out more often and faster, and just, you know, makes it fun for everybody to be a part of the show. So, anyway, there is this one thing that was sent in, and Smile sent it, and she said that some mousers were talking to her, and it sounded something like this.
Spank my booty, come on and spank my booty. Spank my booty, spank my booty real good. Spank my booty, come on and spank my booty. Spank my booty, spank my booty real good.
And I bet that's exactly what she did, too. You know, and if you hear it, you do the same thing, too, because they're all a bunch of masochists anyway. You know, they're the ones that come out and play in the bots. They're the ones that come out, you know, cheating here, cheating there, doing whatever they can to try to stay on top. And, you know, they might as well go back to their keyboards or something. You know, if they're not going to come up, they're going to go down. Anyway, I'm going to close off the show because of the time here, and if you've got anything you want to send, you know, send it in. You know, if you want to have an interview, just hook up with me, man. I'll call you. You know, we'll talk. We've been doing a lot of talking. I've talked to Scowl a few times. I talked to Darksire on the net meeting. That works quite well, by the way. If you haven't got it loaded yet, go ahead and load it up, because it's nice to be able to just flip it up and start talking. Get a headset, whatever you do. I've talked to a few just random people who wanted to talk out there on that meeting, and the ones that I could hear the best, that were the clearest, had the headsets with the earphone or whatever, and I just got an extension cable off my sound card, so I just unplug my microphone and just plug in the headset like that, and it works great when you really want to get down into some really detailed talking about team strategy, configurations, what have you. I've got net meeting, you know, if you catch me on ICQ, you know, just let me know if you want a net meet, and you can go direct one-to-one, and it's just, it's really easy to use, not a big problem. Anyway, we're going to close down the show. Hope you enjoyed it, and let's see some serious killing this weekend. It's Independence Day Friday, I mean Saturday, I guess it is, and July 4th, don't blow up anything that you need, you know, to keep. hopefully, you know, you don't get really drunk. Be safe. Enjoy yourself. And I understand a LAN party's going down this weekend, and I hope everybody up there stays in contact with us one way or another to say what's going on, what's happening, and maybe through the LAN and through everywhere else we can all just, you know, have a really great Independence Day. And if I'm not sure what's happening Saturday as far as Quake 2, but maybe we can get independent of all of this, you know, confused team play and get into some serious Mouser annihilation and separate ourselves from everything from before. Hopefully you enjoyed this again, and I will be back as soon as possible with another show if people send in some material, and maybe, you know, by the weekend, who knows. So anyway, see you next time, and if you're a Mouser,
good to see ya.
Wouldn't want to be ya.